Sunday. We're going to be continuing with chapter 12. Chapter 12 is called the Holy Spirit's curriculum. What is the curriculum of God? What is this curriculum we're in? This whole this chapter is about the curriculum, the easy curriculum, and how the easy curriculum works. Because what we just heard today was a lot easier than what we were doing, if you hear it correctly. Rather than trying to figure out all of y'all's motivations and where you each are coming from individually, it would be a lot easier for me to just say, what you doing, either two things. You're either expressing something really loving and cool, or you call it for help. You call it for love. So what would be the cool thing about doing that? All day long, you either be seeing love or a call for love. You just be seeing either love. Now, what's the center word in both of those? Love. So that means all day long you're going love. It's call for love, I'm seeing love, or call for love, I'm seeing love, or call for love, or I'm seeing love, or call for love, or I'm seeing love, or call for love, or I'm see love. And we know that thoughts manifest and create our physical reality. And all day long, your mind's going to get to the point that it doesn't even try to analyze where they're coming from. It would just recognize it as a call for love. So it even stopped the whole analyzation process. And then what'll come back to you is love. Because people be wondering, like, what the other person going to do? If you're really seeing it that way, as you learn to see it that way. Now notice, seeing it as a call for love did not say you were supposed to necessarily do anything. Seeing it as a call for love doesn't mean you are necessarily the one that's supposed to do anything about it. If you're just learning how to see it. You're just in the seeing it stage. You're not being asked to do. You're just being asked to see. Are we together on that? So those meet my conditions for growth, me not having to do nothing. Because basically that's what it's just saying. See it as a call for love. See it as a call for help. Because believe me, if there's something for you to do, you will do it. And you will probably have already done it. And you wouldn't even see it as a sacrifice. Right now you're just working on seeing it. Okay? All right, so I'm going to finish this up right quick. I'd like to use breathing right now to help bring this in. I'm going to focus on everything being love or call for love. What the cool is that, just think if you were in a world that no matter how you behave, the people around you were seeing that you're asking for their love and their help. That'd be such a cool world to be in. Wow, that's the world we're creating for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's the world that we're creating for ourselves. Okay, I'm going to do a little review. And I'd like to ask you just to relax and to breathe and just get in the spirit of play and the spirit of fun.
The whole world is getting into the drama. Only attracted to things that are bringing trauma. Overseas, young people stop terrorism. We still got terrorists here living in the USA, the CIA, the blood of the Crips and the KKK. If you don't have love for your own race, then you're going to be displaced, to discriminate, and you discriminate only generates hate. I'm with your hate, and you're bound to get outraged. Madness, what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how it works out.
Remember, this week is going to be love or a call for love. It's love or a call for love. It's love.
Always a change, new days are strange as the moment's same. If love and peace is strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As they eat the young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we're living in? People keep on getting in. visions, only visions of humanity and respecting each other. Plans are quicker. A war's going on, but the reasons are undercover. The truth is kept secret. It's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the fuck, yo? Come on, what's the truth, yo?
You low down, call for love. You no good, call for love. Somebody passed by you in traffic crazy. You freaking call for love.
Use it with any emotional state that you're in. So you can drive and home, go, love. Could you say it? Love, practice,
copies of the class.
Y'all so cool. I love you. See you next time.